Narrated Al-Musayyab, who in the time of the death of Abu Talib approached Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went to him and found Abu Jahl ibn Hisham and Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah ibn al-Mughayra by his side. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to Abu Talib, O uncle, say, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. A sentence with which I shall be a witness, i.e., argue, for you before Allah. Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah said, O Abu Talib, are you going to denounce the religion of Abd al-Muttalib? Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, kept on inviting Abu Talib to say it, i.e., La ilaha illallah, while they, Abu Jahl and Abdullah, kept on repeating their statement till Abu Talib said as his last statement that he was in the religion of Abd al-Muttalib and refused to say La ilaha illallah. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, I will keep on asking Allah's forgiveness for you unless I am forbidden by Allah to do so. So Allah revealed the verse concerning him, i.e., it is not proper for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and those who believe, to ask Allah's forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even though they be of kin, after it has become clear to them that they are dwellers of the fire. Quran chapter 9, verse 113.